What's up, you guys?
Yeah, it's Monday.
Another one of our side tracks.
Yeah. Boring ass Monday.
Yeah, we really haven't been doing it. It's like, well, that's the thing. It's like,
I never really woke up today. Did you?
Well,
I don't
you
feel
know.
Like I woke. I don't feel like I woke.
Well,
up.
Here's what ends up happening. It's like I usually wake up between 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning because I have to pee, and then
you gotta pee.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just saying, most people have to get up and pee in the middle of the night, especially as you get older. But then, the problem is, it's like, so I get back in bed and get all comfy, and then Pookie has heard me awake, so she's like, oh, you're awake, hooray! Yeah. And then, like, so, a second after I get in bed, her little paw is thump on the bed, she runs up your legs.
And then she wakes me up, because you won't do anything. You know what I mean? Because you're not getting up, so then she wakes me up. You're up, too, aren't you? And I said, yeah, I guess I'm up. And you try to go back to sleep. I put my headphones back on because it's hard for me to fall back asleep in silence. I got to have something distracting me.
See, I'm the opposite. I don't like having a bunch of noise. Unless I'm really, really sleepy, and then sometimes like I'll fall asleep during a movie or something. But other than that, I don't really like a lot of noise because it keeps like waking me back up.
It's hard for me to fall asleep in total silence because I'll just start thinking and I'll just hear my damn inner thoughts going around.
Well, I do that too, but... Usually
I
gotta
have something distracting me.
Yeah. But that's the thing. And so Pookie is like, she doesn't mean it. It's like she just thinks, well, you're awake, so it's Pookie playtime. And so she'll come up and she just, you know, and she's little, but she's what, like 10 pounds or something like that now? So you can feel it when she jumps on the edge of the bed.
Little feet.
And she jumps on your legs and like runs up your entire body. Like I just stomps on your stomach and then like sits on your chest, like right, and then sticks her face right in your face.
Yeah.
And then she's like, hey, but there's just big black eyes in the darkness, like staring at you. You awake or your eyes open? What are we doing? And then she just kind of lays, or she'll lay like across you this way. You know what I mean? Which I think is very funny. With like, she'll stand up like with her little back feet.
Yeah.
And then like put her front feet. And then she just lays there and purrs and let you pet her.
This apocalypse is boring.
Well, everybody's been saying
that. It's fucking
boring.
This is not the exciting apocalypse that I was fucking promised. Okay. This is fucking bullshit. I've been robbed. All right. I've been looking at the death toll in our county, and still only one person has died in the past 2 weeks for this shit. And it's not growing as quickly as I thought.
Well, Orange County is like, well, last I checked, and I think that was a day or two ago, Orange County, which is where downtown Orlando is, they've had like four times of the night.
Yeah, but at least out here in Seminole.
This is a little more rural.
Yeah, it
I
went
mean, the population
in the past
less.
In the past 2 weeks. It went from 25 or 30 people in the hospital to about 40 people in the hospital.
Yeah.
It's not, and the death toll was zero for a long time, and then one popped in, I think about a week ago, week and a half ago, and then no more. And there's only like total infected, I think there's only like 100, not even 200, it's like 190.
Well, like I said, I think last I checked up, it was like 148 or something.
Yeah,
like,
and it only went up by 50 people or 60 people in a week. So it's not growing that fast.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's because a lot of Seminole, I mean, it's kind of built up where we are.
Suburbs.
But most of it's suburbs and people are kind of spread out and most people are...
Sleeping,
you know,
at home asleep.
Yeah, or staying home. Although, like I said, you know, when you go to the grocery store and stuff like that, there's still people.
Yeah.
But they do seem to be taking precautions and shit like that, so it doesn't really seem to be spreading. Like I said, it seems like, you know, obviously the chances of you getting it is going to be higher, like the more people are around, just because that's...
Well, I was looking at Miami-Dade County, Dade. That's right. Which is the most populated county, and it still doesn't look that bad.
Well, like I said, it's going to depend on where you are.
Nowhere
and how,
near New York City.
If people are like taking precautions and not going out when they don't have to.
Almost all of it's happening up in New York City, it looks like, if you're looking at the numbers. Because, you know, Miami's looking pretty good. I think 20 people have died.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know what the average age is. Probably 80s, 70s or 80s.
I'm not real sure. They do have like kind of an aging population down there, but it's not all that. So, you know, we have friends down there. So
I was expecting some shit out of the Omega Man.
What, you thought you were just going to be able to run around?
You
and
run around
the streets
and just
everything.
Fucking steal brand new Mustangs and nobody cared. fucking catching air and shit with the fucking muscle cars and shooting out the window and stuff, you know? Come on. Well, where's my exciting apocalypse?
I did see somebody post, I don't remember who it was, but somebody posted on Instagram the other day, like a fucking, like one of those signs that was like out in front of a bar or a restaurant or something like that. And they said the same thing. They said, you know, where's, this is a boring apocalypse. Yeah. I wanted zombies.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, do you really, though? I mean, you know what I mean. He's just kind of.
It's mostly sleeping all day and listening to the kids play in the backyard.
Yeah, because all the
and
kids
the dogs
are
barking.
Yeah, because our neighbor has like they have like a little girl and a dog, and so the little girl screams and like the dog barks, and then like they're running around.
For them, it's just they having a good time.
Well, yeah, they're like, woohoo, having I don't have to go to school. Well, I mean, they do, but it's like they're doing all homeschooling. They're doing all class, like, so that's the thing. I was thinking the other day, I was like, it's really got to suck for people. I mean, you know, it sucks for everybody, obviously, for different reasons, but it's really got to suck for people that have like several kids. Because you not only are your kids, not only are you trying to work at home, but all your kids are home, and they have to do like online classes and shit too. So you have to like pretend to be the teacher and like make sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, and you're supposed to be doing what you're supposed to be doing, and shit like that. And it's like everybody just living on top of each other. It's like I can see some people like fucking killing each other after a while.
Jenny got mad at me this morning. Cause I made that biscuits and gravy.
I wasn't mad. I was
└► get me fat.
Well, see, well, okay. So the thing is, I don't like.
I figured that'd be good to put on the show. Jenny getting mad at me, fucking about biscuits and gravy. I made biscuits and gravy one too many times, and I got a lot of it extra. I got a lot left over.
We've made it like several times. Like, and there's, I'm just kind of like,
I was getting into it.
Well, see, that's the thing. It's like
the new Bisquick. It all worked out. Now it's having problems.
New Bisquick.
Yeah, I got new biscuit. That shit fucking worked out with new biscuit. The last it was 2014 or something.
Yeah, so it was like 6 years ago.
I can't believe that fucking box of Bisquick was in there for that amount of time.
I can't believe that either.
I can't.
How could that be?
I can't believe that
bacon. It wasn't in the back, was it?
I can't believe that baking powder, not baking soda, but that baking powder was from 2005.
Well, that I believe.
I can't believe that it was that old. It did. It fucked.
Well, like I said, you must have
up.
Had that, like when you lived at the
fucking
at the
other
place.
Yeah,
because we've lived here what 9 years, almost 9 years.
Yeah.
I think we've. Lived
I can't
here.
Believe it that I had it that I had a can of something that long, and it didn't dawn on me that that shit was fucking old. You know. Well, see, the thing is, I have more than one can of that. That was one that kept getting pushed to the back.
To the back, yeah.
That's what
it's
that
not
was.
Like we've just been using that and stuff like that. It's not something we
I have
use.
Multiple ones.
Yeah. It's like sometimes
somehow.
Like we'll get lost and some people
yeah.
like, so you'll
somehow
be at the store
it'll go into
them
the
up.
Back and I'm like, oh, I still got some. And then realized that was the shit that I was just kept getting pushed to the back.
Well, and all of our, another thing too is that all of our stuff isn't in the same place. It's like we have one cabinet that has like all the spices and stuff
and
in
I
it.
Used lots of Bisquick and bought lots of Bisquick so that one thing of Bisquick must have just been one that kept getting pushed to the back
yeah
it had to have been
but yeah so we have the one that has like all the spices and then there's another one that has like baking stuff like cornstarch and brown sugar and stuff.
And
then we have like a pantry a real pantry that has you know canned goods and oatmeal and shit like that in there rice and whatnot so it's easy for stuff to get like pushed behind and you don't see it and then like next time you're at the store you're like, oh, I think we're out of this and then you get another one and then you just use that and you forget that you had like one that wasn't even open in there.
You said oatmeal and I thought that, man, I bought some of that oatmeal milk and I've never drank it before.
Yeah, you should try it out. Yeah, I don't think I've ever tried oatmeal milk. I'm so I have to tell you that I'm like so glad that they have like all these other kind of, I'm not like lactose intolerant or anything like that, but for a long time, like I guess because my cholesterol was really high.
Puts a lot of weight on you.
Because I used to love fucking whole milk, like when I was growing up and I would just drink like huge glasses of it, like with ice and everything. And I was like, I think that was one of the main contributors to all the weight gain that I had like in my teenage years and stuff was all this
drinking all that milk.
Yeah, so because when I switched for a while, like all you could get was like soy milk,
which is okay,
but it doesn't really taste all that good. You have to I don't really like it like
it's
just with cereal or anything.
Milk.
Yeah, like almond milk, you know, I think there's like they even have like cashew milk.
Yeah.
I haven't tried the oatmeal. He bought some oatmeal milk at the store.
Because I bought, you know, they were out of the So not almond. Almond, yeah. They only had one of those left, and I saw oatmeal sitting there, and it was only 10 cents more. So I got a couple of those.
Yeah.
I said, it looked good from the photograph of it. You know how it is from the package. I said, man, that ought to be good too. I was thinking. Just think of damn oatmeal.
Well, then
cookies.
The graphic designer succeeded.
Yes, is the best.
And the photographer.
Too. Yeah.
If they were the same person.
Yeah, it's a picture of that shit.
You gotta make all that shit look good.
And rich and shit. And I was going, yeah, that'd be good.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't really use a lot of milk anymore. Usually, mostly. You make like shakes with it.
I got that South American powdered milk, Neato.
Yeah.
And if I need milk to cook with, I just use that. I can make cream with that too.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know anything about powdered milk, you can go to Walmart in the South American section. They have these big yellow cans of powdered milk, and it's good. They have two different ones. One, some of them that's rated for babies, and other ones is just to make regular milk. We used to drink that in Brazil because getting fresh milk sometimes was hard. You know, it wasn't fresh when you did back when I was there. When you did get milk, it came in a damn plastic bag, and it was frozen when you bought it.
Yeah.
And you had to let it thaw because at that time Brazil didn't have a good network of fucking delivering fresh milk, you know. So a lot of houses for cooking purposes used powdered milk. And you made your milk up and that's what you used in your recipe. That's what I mostly use it for. But actually if you have it iced down, put some ice in it, make it a little bit thick, it's good. I made a little bit of extra that one time by accident and just drank it.
Yeah, you just drank it. It just tasted like regular milk.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, it's pretty damn good. You know?
Yeah.
Be good for survival, you know? Put that in your MRE or something.
Well, it's shelf stable. So
shelf stable.
You know, so it'll last a really long time.
That's why they were using it in Brazil and South America because, you know, they don't have enough room in those little refrigerators sometimes.
Yeah.
And then some people don't have any refrigeration. You know, real poor people don't have it. So they just, you know, everything had to be shelf stable.
Yeah. For a while, I was using, like a long time ago, for a while, I was using that Parmalat, which is liquid milk, but you can, like, keep it on the shelf.
I was looking for some apocalypse eggs, you know.
Apocalypse eggs.
Yeah, that's the damn powdered eggs.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find them, I guess.
Yeah, those are kind of hard to find. It's easy to find, like, egg substitutes, but they're usually refrigerated.
Yeah.
Because I used to get, like, those egg beaters.
I wanted some kind of shelf-stable powdered egg that I could make
an
almond.
I'm sure they have that somewhere. I wonder where.
I had it before, you know, and it's terrible.
Usually they are kind of sucky.
Usually terrible. But I only had them plain in kind of like paramilitary type situations, you know what I mean?
Put enough sriracha on that shit.
Yeah, I was figuring you might be able to make an omelet out of it.
Put a bunch of shit in there.
Put a bunch of stuff in it, it might be all right. But I wanted to experiment with it.
Yeah, trying different stuff.
A way to have shelf-stable eggs.
Yeah. But yeah, it's what I was saying. What you were saying about me being mad at you and stuff. Like, I wasn't necessarily mad at you. It's just that we got up really early because, like I said, Pookie woke us up, and then like I just went ahead and got up at 7 because I went out for a walk, right? And then he got back and he was like cleaning up the kitchen and making coffee and shit. And then I was just kind of like taking a shower and putting on my face and everything. And then he just brings his big bowl with like fucking with the biscuits and pork gravy and like eggs and everything. And I was kind of like. Man, that's a lot of food.
Well, you don't have to eat it all, you know.
Necessarily in the morning. I couldn't.
You didn't have to eat it all.
I couldn't. I mean, I don't normally... Yeah. I don't eat breakfast most of the time. And if I do, it'll only be like... I'll have like a packet of oatmeal or like a little cup of yogurt or something. Or a hard-boiled egg. It's like, I can't... I love breakfast food, but I can't do big breakfast anymore. And I especially can't do it that early in the morning. Like, my stomach will be like, no!
Yeah.
And it's just so much food, and it's like I'm really, really trying hard not to like
get fat. We're almost done with the kingdom.
Yeah, so we got two more episodes, right?
Yeah. It's a good series.
It's really good. Really good. I know. It's like we're going to watch that tonight, I think.
It's the Korean version of The Walking Dead. You watch that shit subtitled. And it's taking place like in the 1500s in the Korean Middle Ages, I guess you could say. And zombie outbreak.
Yeah.
And it's all done with kind of within the confines of 1500s Korean mentality. You know what I mean? Their explanation of what it is. And
I like that angle. Yeah, I like the way they did that. Plus, I like that
they're trying to uphold their damn cultural expectations.
Plus, stuff. I like that there's like it's not just zombies. There's like also all this like really intricate like palace intrigue.
Yeah,
and all this other kind of like everyone's backstabbing and like it's being traitors and everything.
It's basically a zombie. It's basically a samurai flick, but with zombies.
But with zombies in it. Sometimes.
Yeah, even though the Koreans didn't have samurai, they had just knights and warriors and soldiers.
But yeah,
similar type thing.
Similar to a Japanese samurai movie. Right. But it's like, I have to say, I don't know. I'm imagining that probably the gore is probably a combination of practical and CGI, like they do on Walking Dead, but it looks really good.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like a really high budget series. I don't know what the budget is on it.
Well, yeah, it's as high as The Walking Dead.
Yeah, higher, easily.
It's probably higher than the first couple seasons.
It's
of
a
the
lot
Walking
more
Day.
Cinematic than The Walking Dead is, like just in the in terms of scope.
Yeah, they were showing you know the Korean countryside, you know the rice paddies and the mountains, and boy, it was just taking me back to when I was there. You know, it was just like kind of like having flashbacks. I was going, oh yeah, I remember that. You know, oh I remember what you know. Just the setting is perfect.
Yeah,
you know that's the way it looked, and. They're not showing sets. That's the real thing, man. Those are real Korean castles. Now, I don't know if they were made for other movies, but that's, I don't know if that's some tourist stuff that they made. But that looks, you know what I mean? You can tell that that's not fake. Those are real buildings they're running around.
Yeah.
And I don't even, the Japanese have that kind of stuff, too, you know? They're like cultural centers now, you know?
I would like to go to Korea.
Yeah, well, that'll take you there.
One of these days.
It's far.
That's the only thing that bothers me about it is like being on a plane for that long. Because, man, I really hate flying. And and honestly, I think the longest flight I've ever been on was like 9 hours or 9.5 hours. And even that, I was like climbing up the fucking sides of the airplane.
Yeah.
Going, get me the fuck off this thing. You know what I mean? I hate them. It's weird because I didn't fly until I was in my 20s. And then the first few times I flew, it didn't bother me at all. Like, I thought it would bother me, and then it didn't. But then I was on this really, really, really bad flight where, I mean, it was one of those ones where the turbulence was so bad you could feel the plane, like, dropping several hundred feet in the air.
Yeah, all the stewardesses
were kind of freaking out, and, like, people were barfing into their hats and stuff like that. And I was just kind of like, oh, my God, never again. It was, like, horrifying. And it was only, like, an hour and a half into, like, a 9-hour flight.
Yeah.
And so, like, for the rest of the flight, I was just sitting there going, because I knew I couldn't get off and you couldn't land. It's like flying over the Atlantic. Mm. Fuck that shit. I do not like it. But I do want to go to Korea, though, so. But we have to do it, like, in bits, just so I wouldn't, like, wouldn't get mental.
You're going to have to change planes.
Well, yeah, that's good. Planes, it's like, because, you know, I can handle being on.
You can't fly from here directly to there.
No, you have to,
not in one plane. Of course not.
Yeah, you have to like, I'm just saying, it's like, it would be good if, because, you know, being on a plane, like, for more than a couple of hours, I start getting really, really antsy.
Got to go over the Pacific, though.
I know, that scares me. It's
easy.
I would rather, you know what I mean? It's if I'm going to fly, I would rather fly over land. I can't sleep on a plane.
Really?
I would rather fly over land because then at least if something goes wrong, maybe they can, like, find some place to land. It's like if you're in the ocean, you're kind of fucked.
Yeah.
And, you know, knowing my luck, if I'm on a plane and it's going over the fucking ocean and then, like, I've survived the crash and then a fucking shark eats me. Because that's just what would happen. You know what I mean?
No. Is there anything else that you had to bring up?
I don't think so. Oh, somebody on YouTube recommended a 2011 movie called The Caller. And from the description, that sounds pretty fucking awesome. I'm going to have to, find that. I don't know where it's at. I don't know if it's on Tubi or... I hadn't either. But it's like the way he described it, it sounded like really, really cool. And I was like, so I definitely have to check that out. It sounded almost like one of those like really good like 70s made-for-TV horror movies that I love so much. Hmm. Like shit like When Michael Calls or... Strange Possession of Mrs. Oliver or something like that. Or what was that one? There was one called, there was one called Someone's Watching Me and John Carpenter directed that. I need to fucking see that. And there was one called Something Evil that was like a weird like pagan haunted house thing. And I think Steven Spielberg did that one. It's just not as famous as Duel, but it was really good.
He did that for TV, I think.
Yeah, it was for TV. That's what I was saying. Yeah. But yeah, so I'm going to, I will definitely try and find that. And shit, maybe we could do retrospective on it one of these days.
All right.
But yeah, so have a good rest of your Monday and, stay safe and healthy out there as always. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.